Thank you. It's natural.
Yesterday, Gus was at the house. He's coming back next year. How much of a relief knowing you want to learn stuff?
Right. Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, honestly, though, didn't expect anything different. You know, I know personally and, you know, can speak, you know, from a locker room standpoint that everybody 100% believes in Gus and his culture and philosophies and are behind him. You know, so we're happy, I guess, that that's kind of out there. And it's been said, you know, by Shad. So we're happy and excited for that. And what's to come in the future. But, you know, have one more week to take care of first.
Did you have any even concerns that he would be back or thoughts?
No, I mean, I don't really think, you know, don't really think like that. I mean, it's kind of one of those things. You know, Gus is here. I'm a huge Gus Bradley fan. I know our whole locker room is. And, you know, we enjoy coming to work every day, enjoy playing for him and everything that goes with it. You know, I think that and as long as, you know, he's our guy, you know, it'll be 100% support behind him.
You guys play in a pressure-free environment, or you have. Next year's going to be a little different, though. There's pressure now, right?
Yeah. You know, I think it depends on how you look at it. I mean, you could have looked at it and said that probably this year. And I think you can say that every year in any organization that, you know, if you don't win, guys are going to get, you know, fired or cut or traded or whatever. And we know and understand that that's the kind of business it is. And obviously it's a result-driven business and get that. And I think that's what's so special about the culture and philosophies that Gus has is, you know, we're not worried about that. Obviously it's important to us, but we're worried about the process and how we go about it and how we, you know, handle and carry ourselves and believe that the rest of it, you know, will take care of itself.
Ernst talked today some about how much Gus helped him as a rookie sometimes when he was struggling. Same story for you.
Yeah. I know last year I met with Gus weekly about football, about life, about everything, and continue to do that this year. And, you know, one thing I think that's pretty cool, you know, I don't have a whole lot, you know, I don't have any experience in any other place in the NFL. We have some guys that do, but a lot of guys that don't, you know, because we're a pretty young team. But I think, you know, one thing that's really cool, I mean, there's a lot of things that I think Gus does really well. And I think one of them is, you know, kind of integrating, you know, being a good football player and a good teammate and lessons that way and things that also translate and carry off the field, you know, into personal life as a man, husband, dad, whatever. And I think that's pretty important, and I think he does a really good job of it.
The announcement also means you'll probably be able to work with Greg again next year. How beneficial do you think that will be for your professional growth?
Yeah, super excited about working with Ollie. I think that, you know, the system's awesome and that you know, it'll only allow guys to continue to grow and get better. You know, they say the second year in the system is usually where you see the most growth, and I think guys will continue to grow and get better. You know, we're still a pretty young team. You know, we'll have a lot of guys in the third and second year next year, and second year in the system, most importantly, and I think you'll see a lot of progress.
What is that, when you get back in March, that was instead of having to learn the whole new playbook, what will that allow you to do?
Yeah, you know, I think it allows you, I mean, so you got to be able to stay involved and stay in tune to it, because we have only, I mean, we haven't been in it for 5, 6, 7 years. We've been in it for 1 year. I mean, really 6 months. So, you know, we'll have to continue to kind of attack and learn, you know, things, but it's there, you know, the everything's kind of in the memory bank, and every now and then you're probably going to have to refresh yourself. But you know, I think it'll allow us to kind of do more things, you know, receiver quarterback type stuff, doing different things, focusing on different things, working on adjustments in different options, you know, within the offense and the schemes. And then obviously kind of allow, you know, me as a quarterback to worry more about defensive schemes and how to attack them.
Is there anything you're working on fundamentally, physically, this offseason that, you know, obviously you overhauled everything last year?
Right, yeah. You know, I don't know yet. There will be some stuff, you know, sit down with Ole and Nate, you know, after this week and talk about, you know, what our goals and objectives are and things to get accomplished in the offseason.
How much do you want to win the touchdown title?
I honestly don't really care. I could care less. No, really, I don't. I didn't even know I was behind Tom Brady until somebody told me this morning.
When you look at that list, though, does it give you a lot of confidence because you're some heavy hitters up there?
Super yeah, who is it? I couldn't tell you who's on the list. I know Carson's probably up there, right? Drew. Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think that's definitely, you know, an honor to be on any list with, you know, that's a good group to be mentioned with no matter what the subject is. You know, those guys are unbelievable, elite quarterbacks that have been doing it for a long time. So I think that's pretty cool. I think it's a tribute to, Ole and the offensive system. And I think it's a tribute to the guys that have caught all those balls and the guys that have protected them.
Did those numbers, though, that you put up,
surprise you, even you. I mean, if you look, I mean, obviously you have belief in yourself. You know what you're going to do, but
right.
Somebody said, look, you're going to throw 35 touchdowns in 15 games and 4,000 yards.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I've never been a big expectation numbers guy type deal. I mean, if you'd have told me at the beginning of the year you were going to throw, I was going to throw for, you know, 2,000 and 10 touchdowns, I would have said, okay. Or if you would have said 4,500 and 40 touchdowns, I would have said, okay. You know, it's not really that big of a deal, and I don't gauge a whole lot by it. I think obviously it's obviously firm statistics and concrete numbers that I think show improvement, which is important. But you know, don't really read a whole lot into that, the numbers.
What does it mean, like, going into your third year, you're going to be the guy that, you know, they're not going to look for anybody to replace you, anything like that? How nice is it to have that confidence that you've established yourself in your second year as the guy for the next decade?
Yeah, you know, I think that's cool. I think it's, you know, anytime, you know, you're a younger player in the NFL and, you know, get, you know, I think one thing that Gus and Dave have done that's been awesome is, you know, stood strongly by me, you know, as a quarterback through struggles and everything. They've been unbelievable. So I think to have that kind of, you know, affirmation feels really good. And I think that, you know, I think it'll hopefully only continue to grow and get better. But obviously, you know, I can't get complacent and say, okay, I've made it. I'm the guy. I can, you know, do whatever now. I think you got to continue to try and get better and obviously increase and do things better each year.
After next week, after the game on Sunday, how long will you shut it down?
I mean, I would think, like, throwing-wise or just completely?
Throwing
and
just
completely. Never really shut it down.
I probably won't throw, probably won't throw for a month, I would think. You know, I'm still, you know, it's kind of different stages. You know, I'm sure it'll change, hopefully, you know, if everything goes well and I can play for a long time. I think things change as you're older. I know Chad doesn't throw a whole lot in the offseason at all. But, you know, I feel that I need to throw. I need to still work on things and do stuff. So I'll definitely throw, you know, like more than Chad does. But, you know, definitely take probably a month off of throwing to kind of let my arm heal up. The one on that third down?
Yeah.
Yeah, just bad communication on my part. So, and we talked about it, got it fixed. It's happened, I think it's the second time that that exact thing's happened this year. And, you know, had a discussion about it, you know, between me, Zane, and Wiz, and got it cleaned up. But, yeah, it was my fault, so we should be good from here on out.
What had to be cleaned up? What was the problem?
Just going, you know, on a silent count, lifting your leg up, and just kind of, you know, the uncertainty of me lifting my leg or, you know, walking around and doing things like that, you know, as a guard that's got to turn around and look back and see that and then worry about who he's got to block and stuff like that. I mean, that's a tough thing to do. So, you know, I got to clear it up and make it easier for Zane to see that, to get, you know, to tap Wiz to, you know, to get things rolling.
You've faced JJ a couple of times now. Do you sort of have a feel about how they move him around?
Yeah, yeah. You know, he's definitely a great player. He does a lot of great things, you know, as everybody knows. But, you know, last time we played him, they kind of kept him on one side for the most part. But in, you know, recent games, he has moved around, and they're trying to find different things for him to do, which is, you know, kind of what they do. They got a couple special players up front, you know, that they want to create one-on-one blocks with your offensive line and get guys in one-on-one matchups. So they'll continue to do that, and we'll expect that.
How are you and Wiz? Otherwise, with the combination, you have to go forward.
Yeah, good. I like him a lot.
Thanks, buddy. Yeah. Appreciate it.